My mother used to refer to streak of lean, streak of fat. I'm not sure exactly what she meant by that. Oh, and my father's mother, I am told, used to call it Tennessee chicken.
I heard that before. Well, what about this meat that people buy sliced thin to eat with eggs for breakfast?
That's bacon.
Mm-hmm. And say if you wanted to buy a lot of that, not sliced, you'd say you bought yourself a whole what of bacon?
Slab of bacon.
And say after you slice some off the slab, you probably have to cut off that tough part.
Mm-hmm. The rind.
Any other type of meat that's been smoked? Do you know about?
Not that I can think of.
What about another type of meat some people eat for breakfast, but it's kind of hot, you know, comes in links or patties?
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. And a man who deals in meat is called a...
butcher.
What about if meat has been kept too long, you say, or something like that?
Spoiled or gone bad.
Mm-hmm. What about butter that's like that?
It's rancid.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word funky to
Never.
Describe butter that's like that?
Never.
Does that word mean anything to you?
It's some sort of slang word,
which
I don't use and don't really know the meaning of.
Okay. What about any type of meat that can be made with, or some kind of preparation made with meat from a hog's head?
I don't know. I have heard of souse. I have no idea what it is.
Would you know what head you use for?
No, I don't think I ever heard that.
Any idea what you would call something made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No, I don't think so.
When somebody says liverwurst, what do you think of?
I don't know what it consists of. I don't like the taste of it. My mother liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All I think of is something I don't like.
Ever heard of any dish made out of hog's blood?
I have had blood pudding in England, and actually it's not bad. Only I had it for breakfast, and it's a little bit strong for breakfast. It's a little bit highly spiced, but it's all right. It's light, very pleasant. Did you ever eat it?
Never. What about this dish that you can make with the juice from the head cheese and mix up with cornmeal and hog meat and cook it?
Now, I don't know what it is from the description, but of course the thing that you're describing is scrapple. I have eaten scrapple, but I would not have known what it was. I don't think that's a native term at all. In fact, I think I've heard it called Philadelphia scrapple, which would imply that it comes from Philadelphia.
Any particular term for thick sour milk that might be kept on hand?
Other than buttermilk, I wouldn't know a term.
Wouldn't use clabber?
No. I wouldn't know what that was.
Well, assuming that you did, what could you make out of
that's kind of iffy.
Yeah.
I have heard of cottage cheese, of course, but I would have had no idea what cottage cheese was made from.
Okay. What about, say, what you might first do to build to remove some of the impurities?
You strain it.
And a dessert that might be made in a deep dish with apple slices or peach slices with a thick crust. That would be
That's apple cobbler or peach cobbler.
Okay. You ever made that?
No, I never have. I don't have a recipe for it.
What about, say, somebody has a very good appetite and you say he really likes to put away his